The parasha for last week is entitled Bamidbar, meaning in the desert. And it covers Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 20. Now, the English name Numbers is because this book contains statistics such as population figures, the totals of the priests and the Levites, and other numerical data. And this name comes from the two censuses that were taken of Israel in the wilderness. Numbers is also the history of Israel during their wilderness travels. The first chapter is a record of the first census taken of Israel after they had left Egypt. The census was a result of a decree given to Moses. The decree came when Israel was still at Sinai, and it came from the tabernacle, which meant it came from the Lord. This was 1 month after the tabernacle was set up for the first time. God not only decreed the census taken, but chose those who were to take the census. God ordered that Moses and Aaron should have helpers. And verse 16 says, these were the renowned prince of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. The word renowned means called. These men were called by God. Now, Numbers 1 can be divided into four major parts. The people to be counted, one. The people to do the counting, two. The people who were counted, three. And the people who were not counted, four. Now, for the people to be counted, this was a census of Jewish people. However, women and children were not to be counted. And no one from the tribe of Levi was to be counted. Only males were counted, but only men from 20 years old and upward. This tells us that this was a military census. The Levites were not to be counted in this census because they were exempt from military service. They were set apart for the service of the tabernacle and all its furnishings. Only they could erect and dismantle the tabernacle, and any others who touched it would die. Now, the Levites camped around the tabernacle and withstood in the center of the camp, with the clan of Kohath on the south, Merari on the north, and Gershom on the west. Moses and Aaron camped on the east, at the gate of the tabernacle. And in this way, the Levites protected the tabernacle, and all intruders were put to death. And being next to the tabernacle, they would see when the cloud signaled that the camp was going to move. And while the Levites pitched their tents adjacent to the tabernacle, the other tribes were located on the outer perimeter. In chapter 2, we read, the encampment of Israel was organized into four sections of three tribes each. They were positioned according to direction. Each tribe was assigned a place to set up camp in relation to the tabernacle. The east side of the tabernacle consisted of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The south side, Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. The west side, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. The north side, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. The tabernacle was the center of the encampment. The tabernacle was a foreshadow or of Messiah Yeshua. Today, God's people are to center their lives around Yeshua, our Messiah. And failure to do this will lead to a very disorganized, inefficient, and chaotic life. Just as Israel would be a greatly disorganized and confused camp if they did not organize their encampment around the tabernacle. The total area of the camp was about 3 square miles. Israel was organized into a highly structured holy war camp with 3 tribes on each side of the tabernacle. And when on the march, 6 tribes in the front, with 6 tribes bringing up the rear. In the Roman army, a battalion consists of 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers. By that count, Israel would have had at least 91 battalions. This biblical imagery pictures God as the divine warrior and his people as an army. And the tabernacle is the sign of Adonai's holy presence standing in the midst of the camp. In chapter 3, we read that Aaron, the high priest, and his four sons were to assist him and succeed him in the sacred office. But two of these four, Nadab and Abihu, died as a result of an arrogant deviation from authorized priestly procedures. This left the other two sons of Aaron, Eleazar and Ithamar. And since only Aaron and his direct descendants could serve as priests, it was impossible for them to fulfill all of Israel's priestly needs by themselves. Chapter 3, verse 12, Adonai says, "I destroyed all the firstborn in Egypt. At that time, I chose all the firstborn of every family in Israel to be mine in a special way." That included the firstborn men and animals. "Now I am choosing the Levites to take their place. Now they will be my special servants." The Levites were taken instead of the firstborn sons of Israel to perform the service at the tabernacle. And since Aaron was a Levite, this meant that all the priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. So all the non-priests performed some of the other duties like breaking down, transporting, and setting up the tabernacle, and serving in other various ways. Now, in breaking down these responsibilities further, in chapter 4, we read that the Gershonites cared for the hangings and the curtains of the tabernacles. The Kohathites had charge of the sacred vessels. And the Merarites had charge of the boards and the sockets. Some closing thoughts. The scripture says that Moses wrote of Messiah. Within the camp of Israel, there was an army that consisted of approximately 91 battalions of young, strong men of God. But Israel's strength was not in these men. It was in the tabernacle. And it was not in the value of the tabernacle's gold and silver that made it powerful. Nor was it the ark or the atonement seat that covered it. Nor was it in the stone tablets that it contained. The true strength of Israel was the presence of the 3-in-1 God that dwelt among them and was represented in the tabernacle. Today, we have an even greater presence. 1 John 4:4 says, "The one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." The tabernacle was built during the time of Moses. Since then, we have had Messiah's physical presence on earth, as well as the sending of the Holy Spirit, which came to us after Messiah's resurrection. We are now covered by Adonai and Messiah from above and the presence of the Holy Spirit from within. And although here on earth, it is not easy, and we can look to this great 3-in-1 to help us through all the battles and trials that we encounter until we are welcomed into heavenly glory. Shabbat shalom.